Well, to summarize, so we had you on last, we aired your episode last July in 2019, and it was episode 44, if you want to look back to last season. And I spoke with you right before you and your husband launched dental practice. And when we had spoken, we had gone over all your financials, and you were going to make some changes to kind of get ready for the endeavor of entrepreneurship, because it's a big one.
Yes. Yeah, we definitely needed to look at our finances and reel in the spending a little bit. I think we're just living within our means and not really considering anything beyond that.
Which is an easy trap to fall into. And I think, you know, starting a business can be very stressful from like an emotional standpoint, but also from a financial standpoint. And so I think when we had spoken, your average monthly spend was around $17,000. And you said that you've changed that?
Yeah, we so pre lockdown, we were averaging between 12 and 13,000. And that's basically like I've just been tracking everything in like Google spreadsheets, Google Sheets, whatever. Just writing down, like, we don't necessarily have like budgets created. We're just, I guess, more aware and in tune with our spending and monitoring it, and then just not like frivolously just going, oh yeah, I know we can afford that, so let's buy it.
Right.
Yeah, even if it's like $100, $200 thing, like five of those adds up.
Yeah, absolutely. I know. I feel like that's like the rabbit hole that you can get down where you're like, yeah, I can definitely afford it. But then if you times it by six or five, it's like, oh, well, then that was like a really big purchase we should have maybe thought more about.
So I've just been, yeah, tracking it that way. And then after, I mean, with the shutdown and everything, like our student loans were put on hold, our federal ones that we still had.
Okay, great.
Hold. So that like decreased our monthly spending, has dropped down to about 9,000.
Right. Because you went to school for occupational therapy. Is that correct?
Correct. Yep.
Yeah. And then your husband went to medical school to be a dentist.
Yeah. And so, you know, that was helpful. And then also, like, when everything shut down, we cut down, you know, like gyms and things like that. Like some of these automatic, I mean, even like, I don't even remember, but some like automatic spending that we just didn't necessarily need for that time. So we, you know, stopped that, and we basically, I mean, our credit card, obviously, and we're not going out as much.
nowhere, right?
Yeah. So I don't know if like our grocery bill kind of increased to compensate for the restaurants. That sort of kind of stayed the same. But it's still, I think we're just been, the big thing, you know, has been being really more aware of everything. And we started working with a dental specific financial advising group.
I think that is so awesome, because it's definitely a niche.
Yeah.
And so I think that's great, because I really believe using professionals is, you know, the way to go, because it, you know, they can give you ideas for things you hadn't thought about, and like you'll probably do a meeting every year and kind of check in on where you are and what you need to do or any adjustments. So how is that experience then?
Really good. They, I mean, they just even help with like making financial decisions within the practice, and they're, I think you had mentioned it before, they're like a fee for service, basically. They don't make money off of what we sign up for.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, the financial advisor we have, my husband will text and be like, I really want to buy that truck. And he's like, is that in your future plans? Like, does that align with your goals? And so it's a good relationship and someone else to help keep us on track and be like, you do want that house one day, right?
Yeah.
So maybe a truck right now is not a good idea.
It's so funny, because I definitely feel like that happens with my clients. I'm like, well, it's your money. Like, you can do that if you want.
Yeah.
Like, this is what we had talked about. We were
going to
do. And then they're like, okay, I just wanted to check. Okay. I think that's awesome. Because, yeah, one of your goals was to be able to buy a house down the road.
Yes. Yeah. And, I mean, I don't know when that's going to happen down the road, but thankfully, I mean, the practice is like, we, you know, we were shut down for 2 months and then we started back up at the end of May. And
you had told me that you were turning a profit within 3 months.
Correct.
Incredible. That's an incredibly fast turnaround time for, I think, any business. So that's fantastic.
Yes, it was really, really nice. And like I said before, my husband went full time in his practice in December. And so like things are going well. You know, obviously everyone's shut down, so we can't complain too much about us not having the luck. But June was like a record. I mean, just a ridiculous month for the practice. It's not something that we can maintain, but it was a nice like
bump.
Yes, bump to get back into it.
Is that because like everyone was been at home like and waiting for, like, I know I just went to the dentist.
Yes, well, because you know you have 2 months of hygiene appointments that were backlogged basically. People had their 6 month checkups and everything, and so it was a ton of hygiene appointments, and then just, I don't know, people just, I think partly wanted to get out of the house. And although the dentist isn't the greatest place to go, we, you know, we are a great office. We got a nice therapy dog. And so it, it helps. So yeah. And like, I think, I mentioned that we started with 2 employees and I think we now have 6, and I could be wrong. It could be more, but I think it's 6.
Exciting. And then you also, I had asked before, you got the PPP loan, which is meant for small businesses. So that's great.
Correct.
And I think that should be forgivable.
Yes. Yeah. So we got that in at the end of like in June, middle of June, I think.
God, what, it wasn't that a part of my language? Wasn't that such a show to try and get that?
Yes, it was. I mean, my husband was trying to call, talk to different people, and Bank of America was difficult. I mean, I think they had everyone. He had someone contact him and they're like, I'm not even in the banking. I'm in like investments, but they're having us call. It was like a VP of some other department, but having to make these phone calls. So like everyone was on it, but it just, we weren't moving anywhere. And so a local bank finally was the one we were able to work through. And then I mentioned that we had a really decent tax return because we filed our taxes early before all this. So we filed our taxes and had a really good tax return that has, I mean, like we have yet, I think July will be the first month we take pay from the practice again since February. So March, April, May, June, you know, 4 months of not taking
money out. Yeah.
Money out of the practice. And it was just, part of it was just, you know, we wanted to ensure that we could pay the employees and get, because when you started out, we needed that overhead. And so it was like we were starting fresh again in end of May and June. We had to have that overhead before the checks started coming in from the insurance companies.
Right, because you have to pay your staff even if you haven't been reimbursed yet.
Yeah. And another thing, like I didn't mention this yet, but a joy of business ownership, we, you know, had this record-breaking month in June and then came back from 4th of July weekend to flooding in our office.
Oh, no.
Minor flooding in our office, but our office caused it, and severe flooding in the medical offices below us.
Oh, no.
And so it's kind of been this, like, insane roller coaster. We're like, okay, now we deal with insurance and try to figure out,
oh God,
for what, and liability. And so,
well, that's why you have insurance, right?
Because yeah.
And not that you want to use it, but that's why it's good that you make sure when you deal with your insurance person that you have the proper coverage. So God forbid. And I feel like maybe this is good. You're getting everything out of the way. I feel like the first few years of business ownership are a roller coaster. And so, yeah. I mean, you're going to have gotten a global pandemic, starting a business, which is already hard enough without that happening, and then flooding. So you're going to like get a lot of the hard things out of the way, hopefully, in your first
year. Right. Yeah. Maybe 2021 will be.
Yeah. Then it doesn't matter that happens. You're like, oh yeah, we can handle this.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been a little crazy, but I do think it's been, I don't know, it's definitely been helpful with the finances, because we're like, well, this is what we have. We're limited. Like, we're not just going to work more and get paid a little extra because our employees aren't going to want to work more. And it's not just him making a decision to, you know, work an extra day or something in someone else's office. It's
right.
It's yeah. Having to be a little bit more responsible and
yeah. Cause you have to think about the impact to the staff. So, right. And so if you work more and then you have, if he wants to work more and then you have to have the staff in, what amount does he actually get right for the additional overtime or whatever? Yeah, exactly. Correct.
So, yeah.
But overall, you're happy with the decision. You feel like, I mean, I think you've made a lot of progress with your finances, just dropping down your budget and investing in your family's future. I think this is a great follow-up from where you were a year ago.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Yes, so happy with the practice. Like we can't imagine not having this practice, and our staff is incredible. And yeah, so that part, no regrets there at all. And you know, we definitely still have room for growth in our finances, but I think just this last year, it's like, man, I wish we could have done this a while ago, but it is what it is. And you know, moving forward, we know better.
So much better now, because some people wait, and you know, everyone's on a different journey, right? And mm-hmm. So you and your husband are both young. You can, and we talked about this last year, like owning your own business. I mean, you can change your financial future so quickly if you put the time and work into it. And it definitely is a hard path for owning a small business, I think. But I mean, it can really change your whole financial trajectory if you commit, which you both have. But better, you know, you can't change, you know, hindsight's 20/20. You can't change having done it earlier. Maybe you weren't ready earlier, right?
Right.
It's definitely a lot of commitment and responsibility, because now you have employees and you have overhead, right? There's just all these other factors that go into it. But it definitely better now than like, you know, at 50 or something and saying.
Correct. Hey, yeah. You know,
we want, because I've definitely had people come into my office and they're like, I want to retire. And I'm like, what's the plan? Like, are we going to rob a bank? Or I don't know how we're going to get you there in 5 years.
Right.
Yeah, I think this is all very exciting. I'm really happy to hear this.
Thank you.
And I'm super thrilled that you're working with a financial advisor. I think that's great. I think that will, and especially since they understand running a dental practice and, you know, that specific type of business, and can kind of advise you on the business and your personal life, because at this point they're super intertwined. So it's important they understand both.
Yeah, for sure. And I think we mentioned this, you recommended, and someone else, we did get life insurance for me since Yay. I'm a valuable part of the family.
Valuable part of the family, right? Because we had talked about that. If anything happens to you, your husband isn't going to be able to stay home.
Right. And especially now with the kids not going back to school, and I'm like, yeah. So yes, we finally did get life insurance for me.
Okay, good. That's fantastic. Yeah. Life insurance is not something you normally want to, and you did term. Did you do the cheap temporary one?
I don't remember. I think probably.
It's the most affordable, and it gives you coverage, for a set period of time. And then after that time, you and your husband will have built up your net worth, and then you don't need, at a certain point, you don't need insurance anymore, right?
Yeah, we might have done that one, yeah.
Yeah, because it's very, very affordable. And if you're working with a financial advisor, most likely they would have recommended term.
Yeah.
Good, so you got that done. That's fantastic. Well, I'm really excited for you and your husband and your family.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. And appreciate you coming back on. And so for our lovely listeners, you can listen to our original episode, which I think this is a really inspiring one for people that want to start a business, because it's hard to take that jump. And you did it and you're happy. And I think there's a lot to be positive, and you've accomplished a lot in a year, even given the situation we're in. So you can check out our original episode. It's episode 44. It aired in July of 2019. And you can also check out our classes at www.planancial.com.